I had a difficult situation and God helped me. I'm bringing an issue here. Do you know that the main place where we do our evangelism is while we give God a sacrifice of thanksgiving? Let me explain what I mean. I was talking about Demos Zakarian. While he was a dairy farmer, the demonstration of God in his success in dairy farming was his testimony amongst the unbelieving dairy farmers. I don't know whether I get the point. God said, Jesus said like this, you will be my witnesses first where? In Jerusalem. Jerusalem, there are different ways to interpret it. It can be immediately your immediate family. Judea being your extended family. Alright? Samaria, those who are not related to you, and then the uttermost parts of the world. There is also Jerusalem as the place where you walk. Are you getting what I'm saying? The profession that you are part of. And then the uttermost parts of the world. What am I saying? You have a grace, we were saying earlier. God has a call on your life to walk in certain areas. Listen to me, I don't have time to explain. That is the area where you will experience the demonstration of his power. I don't know whether you hear what I said. Grace is the power of God that is poured into your life while you are fulfilling his assignment for your life. Are you getting what I'm saying? Let me explain what I'm saying. If God called you to be a teacher, you will never experience grace as a businessman. Two things. Number one, you will always be losing money. Two, you will not have the release, listen to this, of divine power to do unusual things in your career. I don't know whether you are following what I'm saying. Let me say it again in another way. The man who is a teacher, look, like I'm a teacher, all right? I was born to teach. If you guys were not going to get tired, the next 2 hours we'll go sit down here. That is, we've done 2 hours, so we have 2 hours to eat. But I have mercy on you, you have to go home. Why? It's in my blood. Let me explain what I'm going to bring up. I teach in the university, all right? This has happened to me several times. This is not once, not twice. This has happened all the time. A student will ask me a question. Before he asked, I did not know the answer. As he's asking, the answer begins to form in my mind. He finishes, I give him an answer that his face lights up. I'm not joking about that. I've had situations in which I was in my office, I was going to give a lecture. I remember this particular one. Then I was new in Enugu, all right? You know, I teach medical students, fourth year medical students. And if you've been to a medical school, I don't know how it is in the other faculties, but there's a habit. Even secondary school, yeah, we had it. There are hot students that test teachers. You know that? Yes. One day, one student told me that their class had finished testing me. I just came. And they arrested that this guy is good. What happened? One of those testing days. I remember. This must have been a test. You know how I know it must have been one of those tests? I sat in my office waiting for my lecture time to come up. Now, I wasn't preparing for that lecture. I just took one of my books. These books, we use it for postgraduate practice. What I mean, it's not for medical students, all right? It's my specialty practice, all right? So I was flipping through something. I don't know why, but I just finished reading it, all right? It wasn't part of my lecture. I just was reading it. Then when time of my lecture came, I got up and went to class. I finished teaching. Any questions? Then a student asked a question. I still remember the guy's face as he stood up. I remember the corner of the class from where he arose with his question. And do you know what happened? Suddenly, I realized why the Holy Spirit made me read that thing just now. And I said, well, that's not exactly in the scope of what I'm teaching this morning. Tossed my chalk, turned to the board, spent like 2 minutes, dissected the thing for him. I hope you understand. He said, yes, sir. He sat down. He was relieved. I don't know whether I get my point. He would never find out that before I came down, Holy Spirit said, read this portion of the scripture. There's one guy who wants to check who's the lecturer. No, listen, divine manifestation, forget. It's part of, no, really. The first year I thought I got an award, best lecturer in pathology. You know why? I was called to teach. I have the grace. It flows smoothly. I have the ability to make men understand that which they did not understand before they met me. I'm not bragging. As a matter of fact, people have come, they will ask questions and say, wait. Then, suddenly in my mind, is formed the way by which I would decode the matter to them. This is what I'm saying. There are businessmen that God said, I've given you because money is a very interesting thing. Money is interesting. Money is a system. in this world of today, money is not about, it's not just about value. It's about learning how to control the system. So imagine that God looked and said, Joseph, go to Nigeria and control money. And Joseph just comes. And God says, you see the stock market price. How much is Zenith? He said 40. How much is Oceanic? He said 26. How much is GTB? He said 32. So you see all of them. All right. In 18 months, there will be exactly one-fifth this value. Borrow every dime that you need. From the beginning. He will tell you that this is what you are going to do. You know, if it's America, that's what they do. Okay, good. That's as an example. What they call them, they have some options. He said, just take options on these things. So you can borrow 1 million stocks, multiply by 40 different, and then you can be valued at 500 million. I tell the people, I will pay you back in 18 months. You didn't borrow money, you borrowed what? Stock. So you hold it, at the end of it, then you sell it off. And then you know that in 18 months, it will be all one-fifth of the value. At the end of 18 months, it's one-fifth of the value, you buy it back and return it to the pool where you borrowed from. They are called options. What has God done? He has converted a few hundreds of millions into your hand because of what? Vision. This is what I'm saying. A man will get up. This is a mistake we Christians make. He will come and say, praise the Lord. Last year, after I gave a major offering, then the Lord opened my eyes and I saw, you wants to see like me. Then they all rush forward to come and give an offering. And you know the interesting part? God allows them to see, except that he doesn't open any other eyes to see money. He opens one eye to see ability to teach. He opens another eye to see ability to start a ministry. He opens another eye to see ability to go and marry and have children. I don't know whether I get my point. The grace is poured only in the area of their calling. I don't know whether you are getting what I'm saying. The grace is poured only in the area of their calling. I've told you, I don't have time to explain it. We'll discuss in previous and go into our series, Your Money. There are those that their job is to have money. They will not enjoy more than you and me. Except that if I say that we are paying bills, so next year, if it's, so and so, it's 5 million naira, only then we pay 4.5. And to God, he hasn't done anything special. He has only worked as hard as Pastor Bangi, who's preaching, and the other brother who gave 200 naira, and the person who cleans the chair. That is, this is the grace I gave him to get money. You know, that's one of the mistakes Christians make. You hear a pastor say, praise the Lord. It's good to serve God. It's good to serve God. You know, last night I was praying and I asked the Lord, Lord, I need a lot of money. So then this morning one brother woke me up and said, Pastor, you have been a blessing. I give me 5 million naira. Praise the Lord. Who wants to contact that anointing this morning? You will connect with that testimony. Everybody will connect with it. Because you are not a preacher, nobody is bringing money to you. Why are you a preacher? Why should they give you money? It is preachers that people dash money like that, and it's ordained of God. As for you, you're a businessman. When you connect with the anointing, God will open your eyes. You will see what? Opportunities. Nobody's dashing you 5 million bucks. Nobody. Nobody. In fact, you will be so blessed you will dash people 5 million bucks. What am I trying to say? When you have testimonies in the area, look, listen, that stock option thing I was telling you about, let's assume that God, like Joseph, opened your eyes to see the famine coming. And through that, you know that's what happened to Joseph. Joseph made Pharaoh very rich. By the time Joseph was through, Pharaoh had the whole of the lands in Egypt and all the men were paying him taxes. Because of what? Vision. Because of what? Vision. If at the end somebody said, now Pharaoh, come sit down. Joseph, how you take this thing? You know what he will say? This is how you testify for God. He will say, there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. There is a God in heaven who created everything. And by his son, Jesus Christ, he's speaking to us today. And that spirit of Christ that was in me was what led me in that direction. The person will believe, even if you don't carry a megaphone at 5 a.m. to wake him up from his sleep. You don't use megaphone and say, the soul that sinned it shall die, to a businessman who's having troubles. He said, oh boy, let me solve this problem first. Then we'll solve the one of this dying later. Right now, oh boy, I'm owing the bank 650 million naira. EFCC is coming to visit me tomorrow. Right now, the death I know is financial death. This hell, I'm living in it right now. Don't threaten me. What am I saying? We have not been able to witness for God well because we have not been doing the work of God. You go for all night prayer meeting. It shall be well. It shall be well. It shall be well. It shall be well. Then you go to work next day. Nah, they don't pay. Waiting now. Huh? Then you begin grumble morning, afternoon, and night. That Muslim will never believe. If you like, it shall be well from now till tomorrow. It's obviously not well with you. It's not well now. Because where is grumbling, you are grumbling. Where is afraid, you are afraid. He's worried about his children. You are worried about your children's future. All of you are in the same. So the difference that you go to mosque, he goes to church. So continue going to mosque. I continue going to church or whatever. Your God and my God, they are the same. You call him Allah. I call him Jesus Christ. Whatever it is, both of them are impotent. They can't do anything for anybody. You know, that's what you have told him. But then when you get to church, it shall be well. Who will get up and somersault 5 times for the Lord? You go there. You somersault 7 times. He says, it's for my God. I will do anything for my God. And the Lord says, this guy, he goes outside, disgraces me, and comes amongst my children that already believe that don't need this, is foolish testimony. And he starts doing, I just worship the Lord. And when it comes to worshiping, I can just do anything for God. I can run on the ground for God. Anytime I hear that in it, it annoys me. Men who can't obey God in matter of money or small, small things, when he's worshiping, they will not lie inside the sand. Say, even my suit, I can dirty my suit for God. Shut up, my friend. Go and obey him properly outside. We will know whether you really can do things for God. All these demonstrations in church, they do it in home theater, also home movies. Don't you see it? Pastor Weaver speaks in tongues. No, you've not seen home movie. Which kind of tongue? You never hear from home video. So tongues doesn't impress me because actors do it regularly in Nigeria now. Anybody can act bishop. Didn't you watch Pastor Weaver? What's Pastor Weaver's, the name of Pastor? The guy spoke all kinds of tongues. The day I saw the guy, which, you know, in Nigeria, Christians don't smoke. The guy was whiffing away on his Benz and said, Next, this guy go enter film. Hey, shaga bolo bolo bolo. He bele gele gala gala Suzuki Toyota 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 Honda Honda. Who stole my Honda? The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. You know, I have so many more things to say, but let me just stop, all right? Let me stop. You can listen to this. You can read the rest in that book, please, all right? And we have, for those of you who are coming around for the first time, we have different messages. I've taught about more than 500, I'm sure more than 700 hours of teaching, which you can just pick on a few CDs, all right? Because we use, this is almost exclusively MP3s. So there are so many things to say. In these 3 days, I can't say everything. But what have I said today? I hope you've heard it. Your main ministry, all right? Your main work for God is that thing that he committed into your hands. Is that gift, the area of your grace. Don't let the world use money to entice you away from where you are supposed to be. Listen, you will farm chicken. You know what they call chicken? You'll be a poultry farmer. And you will have a testimony. After all, there was bird flu at a time. Can you remember? And you know the trouble that it caused to poultry farmers. That was the time. He said, look, darkness shall cover the earth. And gross darkness the peoples. But unto you shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. That is, when there's darkness, it's time to shine. When there's bird flu, poultry farmer, it's time for glory. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, it's time for glory. Go and read that book, the Moshakarian's book. Happiest people on earth. One of the testimonies he had in there, they were going to wipe out their flock. They were dairy farmers because those days tuberculosis was mostly spread through milk. And they tested their head, they had tuberculosis in the milk. So they were going to kill 50,000 heads of cattle. And that night, his father was watching. I think he was watching. I forgot to tell, let me not confuse the story, but read the book. And they saw on TV a preacher say, the cattle is the Lord. The earth is the Lord. And the cattle on 1,000 hills. The earth is mine. God was talking about it. So they picked the phone and phoned the man. He said, we heard you speak on TV that the cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to the Lord. Do you really believe that? The man said, yes. Can we see you, sir? They are in the meeting. They gave him the facts. We're about to lose what we have worked over the years because of tuberculosis. So the man went into the farms and began to curse tuberculosis in the name of the Lord. and drove the demon of tuberculosis away from the whole herd. When the people in the Ministry of Health came the following day to test the animals, they were all clean. Do you know why we have not been getting such testimonies? I found out. It's because instead of being dairy farmers, instead of being mechanics, we hear that testimony. All of us go and buy cattle. So that's where the money is now. And that's the preacher that drives away tuberculosis. Then tuberculosis will come, kill all our cattle, and say, God, where were you? God say, where were you? Where did I send you to? Where were you? Do you think that tsunami in Indonesia killed everybody it met? No, it did not. There was a man, I saw this on CNN, reported by Christiana Mampo, a Christian man who ran an orphanage. When the tsunami hit, I forgot how he found out, he rushed all the children he had with him into his boat. And they decided to start running. They were on the boat. They entered into the water and they were running. He said he turned around and raised his hand. You know what they call a tsunami? You see a whole wall of water about to fall on you. He said he raised his hand and stilled the water. The water didn't become still, but God gave him a wisdom. So suddenly he said to himself, he told the person driving the boat, turn around. Head for the water. What? I said turn around. So as the tsunami was coming, they were going towards it. They headed for the tsunami straight. You know what happened? Next thing, the tsunami lifted them to its crest and dropped them gently behind. Not one soul perished. He said this on CNN. He said, I trusted my God and he delivered me. This was on CNN. Not a story. I watched it. Not somebody told me, Pastor Mike, this is what happened on CNN. I was watching the report. Why we have not been experiencing the power of God is because we have run to go and serve our conscience, saying we are serving God. So God has not been obligated to deliver us. If I locate myself in the center of God's calling for my life, I dare the devil in hell that thinks he has the power to come and challenge me. You can't kill me young. You can't kill my children. You can't make me fail. You can't kill my wife. You can't make me fail. In this life, I will live long. I will succeed. I have grace working with me. My job every day is to pray against temptations in my life. That is, he said, pray like this. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That God, let my heart not stray away towards that which is not of you. You won't use money to entice me. No. Pastor Bank, this is where the money is. I told you yesterday, I will not build a calf for anybody. People love this one. People like, if you pray like this, they will come. Who's begging for a crowd? God didn't send me to go and gather people. I hope you know that. He sent me to go and preach. And I know hundreds of thousands as of today has heard the gospel I'm preaching. Ask Israel how many MP3s he has made and sent away from here. In which people are allowed to copy the CDs. That's my job. If crowd light, let them come. I wasn't sent to anybody, if you understand my point. Don't entice me. Sign of success that a pastor now drives a big car. If I have money, I'll buy it. If I don't, it has nothing to do with being a pastor. There's money in Lagos for ministry. Listen to me. Money will follow me wherever I go. He said, behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. The world won't give me another agenda. How do I do the work of God? I locate what he wanted me to do in life, and I do it. That's the first thing. All other things are added to this. I hope you've gotten my point. Let's take a minute and pray, therefore.